morning, we're glad to have Mr. Bill and Miss Linda Lewis with us. They've been before, but this morning, Brother Bill and Miss Linda are going to bring the music, and he's going to bring the message. And I just want to give you a little heads up here that on February the 11th, 2001, they founded Gospel Glory Incorporated to empower lives to be changed forever by the uncompromising presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then on April in 2002, they stepped out by faith and left all their secular employment to be in the full-time music and preaching ministry. And for 20 years, God's been providing their every need through love offerings, their product table, and also through love gifts and personal gifts from other people. We're glad to have them here today, and I just want to welcome them now if they will come and lead the service this morning. Y'all give them a big hand.
In light of Pastor's opening scriptures, I kind of felt like this is the place we need to start this morning. Are you here to worship the Lord today? Amen? Come on.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed? Did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for Christ that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree.
How many knows what I'm singing? Help me if you will.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
How many are thankful for the cross of Calvary today? Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away.
It's all on Jesus today.
Oh, it was there by faith I received.
I believe that this chorus could be the anthem for every believer today. If you see that way with me, I want you to help me one more time. Just lift a hand and say thank you as you sing.
At the cross,
right to Jesus today,
where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, rolled.
All the day. Thank you,
Oh, and now I am happy all the day. About a hand of praise for Jesus Christ today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how I love Jesus. Would you help me? Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Don't you love him today? Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your goodness. There's none like the Almighty Lord. Amen. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from his sunshine or his clouds may turn to gray. I don't worry on the future, for I know what Jesus said. So for today, I'm just gonna walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. Oh yes, and I know who holds my.
who holds tomorrow? Oh, and I know.
Yes, I know.
Who holds my hand? Yes, I know.
Yes, I know.
Who holds my
hand? Glory to God. Aren't you glad to know that He holds your hand all the way through? Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's so good to be with you today at Hunt Springs Baptist Church. Thank you, Pastor Wes. It's kind of iffy there at the first part of the week. Wasn't really sure. Matter of fact, I've been a whole lot worse than iffy for about the last 3 weeks. So thank God I've got what I got this morning. He sees fit. I think Pastor Wes probably said it best. I'll just go ahead and show up, and maybe God will bless my voice. If not, He'll bless your ears. So we'll see what happens. But I've been struggling with something, and it's just about to mess me up. I ain't liking this too good. But anyway, God's got it. I was going to trust him. Linda, come on up here. Greet these folks this morning. I know it's always good to have my wife with me. Amen.
Amen. Howdy, everybody. I don't know about y'all, but he's sounding right good to me. I've gotten spoiled to listening to him sing all of my life since I've known him. We've been married 46 plus years, and I heard him first sing him when I was 15 years old, walking in the back of the church of my second foster home. They had put me in on Wednesday night, and the family was waiting for the caseworker to drop me off, so we were a little late getting to church. And when we came in that door by the water fountain, the vestibule, I opened these double doors. I heard this angel's voice singing. I looked up, and it was him. And I've always loved to hear him sing, except for at night when he's asleep. And then it don't sound so good. Something happens because he's laying over there and he's making all these funny noises. I'm like, Billy, you okay? Billy, yeah, I just hit a high note. But when I haven't got to hear him sing and praise God for 3 weeks and been watching him suffer with a swollen throat and vocal cords and larynx, it's been hard, but I know who I believe in. And I knew he was able. And I thank God that Billy's able to sing today. And I don't know what you're facing today, and what you may have had trouble not always understanding what God's doing at this particular moment or dealing with things. But can I tell you, just turn it loose and let God have it. He can do all things. Back when I was 12 years old, I had been hospitalized with tonsillitis and strep throat. And when they let me out, I was in a little competition at our church, a district competition, singing with two of my little friends. And I was singing as loud and as hard as I could. And my vocal cords snapped. And I don't remember. I passed out. I woke up in the hospital, and I spent 3 months in the hospital unable to talk. They said I would not talk above a whisper for the rest of my life. Were they ever wrong? Because I serve a God that's able. What he does for one, he'll do for another. He's never going to let us down because he loves us with an everlasting love. It's not something to take lightly. Is something to cherish and to hold. I could never deserve the love of God. I shouldn't be here today, but God had another plan. God has blessed me beyond anything I could ever be worthy of. But I want to tell you, you can dream, and you can dream big, and you can give those dreams to God along with your problems, and you can watch what God has in store for you come to fruition. He can make you a part of things that you never dreamed you would be able to do. When the pastor was talking about Katrina, it reminded me, Billy and I are chaplains with BGEA, with Billy Graham's Evangelistical Association, and we were deployed on over 24 deployments to New Orleans, and then more than that to Kill, Mississippi, and around. But I never dreamed I'd get to personally meet Billy Graham and to be trained in his center at the Cove, or to meet Franklin and to sit next to him and talk with him. Those were honors that were well above this little girl from Tallapoosa. I'm from Tallapoosa, where people don't go to have a good life. It's where you go to hide. There's only like 400 folks there and 500 dogs, and they all sound like this. So it's not like it's a big place that's going to be very successful. And you remember the passage over in the Bible whenever the man said, Did anything good ever come out of Nazareth? Well, that's what people talk about Tallapoosa, Missouri. They called us in school the tally rats. But God can use me. He can use you. And because of who God is, I want to give him my all, because he gave his best for me. And I want to remember what he's done for me in the past and not forget. I grew up, I didn't go in foster homes until I was 15. I grew up without running water. I pumped and carried water. We didn't have hot water or anything. I had to heat it on the scrub boards. We didn't have a washing machine. I did the laundry on a rug board. And I take it so much for granted now. When I jump into a hot shower, you just turn the little tap and it's hot. You're not out there pumping and carrying it in. I love that washing machine. I use mine every day. Yeah, I'm addicted, I guess. But I just like to have clean things, everything clean. Throw it in that washing machine and you're not rubbing and scrubbing. But God has brought me so far from that. I'm 64 now, so, you know, it's almost 50 years since I've had to wash clothes on the rub water, pump water, and carry water. But sometimes I'm guilty of forgetting. And if you're guilty of sometimes forgetting how good God's been to you and where he's brought you from, as I try to sing this next song, will you take just a moment and close your eyes and just picture where you were and where God brought you to today? You know, one thing for sure, Satan wanted to take us all out. He did his best with COVID, but he's a liar and a loser because we're still here. And we're still praising God and serving a God that's still in the healing business. He hasn't quit being divine. He hasn't quit loving us with that everlasting love. He hasn't quit showing us mercy and grace. And he still has a plan for each of us. So as I try my best to do this song, please forgive me if and I mess up, because I do that real well. But remember, God loves you. As I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance everything's gonna be all right. Lord, I see another battle, and it's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. But he says, do you remember where I brought you from? Just take a look behind you, see how far you've come. And every time you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't pull you through?
Didn't I walk on the water and I calmed the raging sea? I spoke to the wind. Walk right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again.
Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord. 6 days and it's not that long. She hears a voice so soft and low. He says, I've moved like that before. And I'll do this little thing. Oh, and I'll give you so much more.
Didn't I walk on the water and I calmed the raging sea?
I walked right beside you.
Walked right beside you.
Just so.
Just so. Because you gave peace.
Didn't I
leave?
Oh, I'm all messed up. I'm so sorry.
I hear you when you called. I walked right beside you.
just hold you when you fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? Searched until I found you, I'd do it all again. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? Searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Ooh. I'm so sorry.
I've always heard and been taught that as long as you get the first note and the last note right, they won't really remember what's in the middle. Somehow, I don't think that's quite the truth. But anyway, you know the song, so you got the gist of the message. The songs that I'm picking out today, really for two different reasons. Number one, I'm trying to be a little easier on my throat. I don't know if you feel what I feel, but it's not right 100%. And I know it's all good. But the other part of it is because of what I want to talk to you about today. But I do have this next song that I want to put on this morning because I feel like it'll go real good with where we are. And I pray, Lord, just give me the voice to get through the couple parts I need to get through. And it really came home. I was thinking about it really hard today, and I was thinking, well, maybe I'm not, because I can't remember if I sang this song here before or not. But it's a song to me that talks about different things in our lives, and sometimes we need those little reminders of who God is. And sometimes when he shows up, and this morning, he showed up in the form of a two-month-old baby to remind me that this song should be on this program this morning. And I want you to listen close to the words of this song. Then I want to talk to you about something in God's Word. It may seem like, if you see that Acts 1 and 4 up on the screen, like I can see it from here, you kind of wonder, well, where's he going with all of this? And just hold on. Just get the message of this song, and then we'll get the rest of it together. But I know that sometimes God uses a lot of different things to talk to our hearts, sometimes to show our eyes that what we're seeing is not necessarily what we're seeing. We've got to look past those things to know that the God of all the universe is still with us, and he cares more than anything else in this world. Amen? Amen. I used to think God would part the sea, then he would be there standing, looking back at me. There would be a sign, a miracle or two, then I would know exactly what he wanted me to do. Well, you see, that's how I would pray until the day I looked at the sun shining in the sky. I heard the birds he sent to sing a lullaby. Then I felt a breeze blow across my face. Then suddenly I realized I know his grace. Where would you be without God's grace? Oh Lord, I stand amazed. I'm amazed because it's the little things that I can't live without. It's more than just miracles that God is all about. Little things that hold my life together. You know what I've learned? Don't need a parting scene. Every day I wake up, I ask God for more of the little things. Once I sought to see the face of God, and I prayed with all my might, he let me see. Then I saw some children playing, so alive and carefree. And I heard God softly whisper, that's me.
understood. I began to see how with everything God was reaching out to me. And a helping hand, just like that one right there. Or a loving smile. Oh, you got, there it is right there. He was showing me that he was right there all the while. He's closer than a brother. Amen. He was with me every mile. Just to show me that it's the little things that I can't live without. It's more than just miracles that my God is all about. Little things that hold my life together. Thank God I don't need a parting scene. Every day I wake up, I ask God for more of the little things. Yes, every day I wake up, I ask God for more of the little things. Father, we're so grateful for those little things that you place in our lives. But God, realize it too, and knowing that everything that's wrought from your hand is still a miracle. Even the very next breath that we breathe, the very next thought that we think, the next step we take, are all miracles that could never have taken place unless you had never spoken them into existence. But Father, we know without a shadow of a doubt that we do serve a miracle working God, that everything that you put in our lives is to enhance our relationship with you. Help us, Father, today to realize that there is nothing like the hand of God, that there is nothing like the mercies of God, and there is nothing like the presence of God in our life. Use yourself and your word, God, today to speak to us, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. On the screen you see it says Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Of course, we know what happened in Acts, that very next chapter, what happened when they were all together on that great day. But in Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, a little reminder of what had taken place over in Luke chapter 24. They were using some of the words that Jesus had given them back then. Whenever there was a really good reminder of how I think in our lives that even today, we would do well to go back and listen to the words of Jesus. They said, being assembled together with them, commanded them. Now, remember being commanded with them back in Luke 24 when Jesus was with them all in the upper room that day, and he's telling them what's getting ready to take place. But he gave them these words. He told them not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Wait for the promise. Wait. And we know what happened on that day of Pentecost whenever the Holy Spirit came down. He showed up. Everybody that was in the room that day. But what happened on that day is something that every believer, I believe, a believer in Christ, should experience, is be filled with the Spirit of God. His word says we are to be filled with the Spirit. Over and over again, even Jesus himself, he said, you be baptized with water now, but not many days from now, you're going to be baptized with power. You're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Every believer needs the Holy Ghost. Now, I realize he comes into your heart whenever you get saved. On the day, no doubt, you can't get saved without the Holy Ghost. We know that. There's just no way in the world you can get saved unless the Holy Ghost draws you. That's what the Bible says is part of his duties. His job is to draw you to the Spirit of God. Somebody asked one time, do you need the Holy Ghost to get to heaven? I believe in this day you need the Holy Ghost to go to Walmart. You need the Holy Ghost just to wake up in the morning. It's that power that we receive from him that gives us what we have need of. But you see, there's something about the Holy Spirit that I want to kind of touch on just a little bit, just for a few minutes today. And I believe more than anything in this. I mean, look around you. You don't have to look too far to see what's taking place these days. You guys just, I mean, you didn't get the brunt of the storm, but you got some of the storm came through here. You know what storms can do, and we look farther south, and we really see what storms can do. Just another grim reminder of things that can take place. And I believe with all my heart that's just part of this old earth doing what the Bible says, groaning, waiting for that day of release. In other words, when God's going to set everything right. Even the earth itself can't stand what's going on these days. But we need to be reminded that our hope is not in the weather. Our hope is not in the government. Our hope is not in any politician. Our hope comes only from God. We need to be especially vigilant this day, because now from the government on down, everything's being done that can possibly be done to try to separate us from God's word ever more than before. My wife and I were watching some America's Funniest Home Videos last night as we were in the motel room. And it seemed like they'd have about 2 or 3 minutes of funny videos, and then you watch about 10 minutes of this new movie coming out. Something High School. I forget the name of it now, but it's nothing but Monster High. Nothing but another attack from the devil is all that is, folks. Does anybody watch those trailers? Anything coming out of that? It's all about, you know, being demons and devils and being part of the family. And it's being directed toward our kids because it's on Nickelodeon Channel, which is supposed to be a kids' channel, right? This world is doing nothing today but to demonize the things of this word. They want to take God out of everything. They've pretty much successfully done so, they think. Even the laws of the lands have been changed now to reflect the things that God calls an abomination and the things that God calls sin and the things that we are to run from and not have any part of. But yet today, even the churches begin to embrace some of these ideals and some of these ideas that are coming out of Hollywood and are coming out of Washington, D.C. and are coming from places that we don't need to be a part of. Even Disney is something that you need to run from these days, because they're farther from the word of God than they've ever been. And somebody says, man, you guys are just really getting out there, aren't you? Well, the Bible says it's a straight and narrow path that we've got to travel if we're going to get to heaven. And I believe it's time we begin to practice what the Bible says and get on that narrow way. And if that means we turn off some of the things we thought were funny or thought were good and thought were cool, it's time we realize that only God's word is perfect. Only God's word is absolute true. We've got to get back into that. And the only way we can do that is where we have a right relationship with God. And the Holy Spirit plays a great big part of that. If you're not walking in his word every day, you're missing. We were just recently reminded, not long ago, in a service at a youth camp in Greenville, Illinois. A little girl named Olivia, 10 years old. On a Tuesday night during that week, after the service was over that night, everybody was going to the canteen to get the little refreshments before we did our fireside chats with the high schoolers and the junior highs. We just crammed as much word of God in them as we could from the time they got up to the time we put them back to bed that night. But when everybody was getting ready to go into the second chapter of our studies that evening before the kids called it a day, Olivia said, she went to our camp director. She said, would it be okay if I go back over to that tabernacle? I've got something I need to do. And he thought she'd forgotten her Bible or forgotten something. She needed to go back. And he said, sure, no problem. Lights are still on, no problem. But later that night, in the cabin, with Miss Kathy, her counselor, and the other kids in her dorm, she told Miss Kathy, she said, a while ago, whenever I went back into that tabernacle, I told Pastor Justin that I needed to take care of something. She said, I really just felt like I really need to go in there just by myself, and I gave my heart to Jesus. Olivia comes from a home that doesn't go to church. She's never been in church. One of her friends invited her to come to youth camp. Just come and have a good time, she came. Then on Wednesday night, they'd asked me to sing a song. And I did a song called I Can Do All Things Through Christ. And that's the
course, it pretty much says, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. And by the time I got about halfway through that second line of that, I looked over and I saw this little Olivia, and tears were just streaming down her face. She was just sobbing, and her shoulders were just, I mean, she just couldn't contain what was going on. And then it hit me, and I couldn't hold it either. I had to stop. I said, we need some of the ladies to come and spend some time with Olivia. She needs some prayer. And my wife was one of those that went to pray with her. And later, Linda told me that Olivia told her, she says, I'm okay. There's nothing wrong. I just never felt this before. I didn't know what to do with it. You know what that was, don't you? Man, what would it be like if we could get back some of those things? You say, well, it's not about the emotionalism. No, it's not all about the emotionalism, but God gave us our emotions for reasons. But when was the last time that you were able to get alone with the Holy Spirit and you could feel that kind of presence? When you got to a place with God and you knew in the secret place, as the Word calls it, you got to the place to where you knew that the only thing that mattered was with you and Him at that particular moment, and everything else in the world just kind of took a second seat because you were just resting in the presence of God. You were feeling what God had intended for us to have from Him, and that's the communion of His Holy Spirit as it washes over you and washes over you, and you know that there's nothing like it. You know something? We need that today because of the things that we're having to face, because of the things that we're going through. You realize that you're in a world that does not love you. You're in a world that thinks that you are nothing but evil now. And I can say that because you're sitting here in God's house on a Sunday morning, which a majority of the folks are not. Do you realize this? That on the day of Pentecost, whenever the Holy Spirit came down, the crowd was not in the church. They were out somewhere else doing their own thing. But when the Spirit took hold, look what happened. You see, when Jesus was here on this earth, some say that there were some 500 disciples that He had that saw Him at one time after He arose from the grave. In those 40 days that He walked the face of the earth, He was walking around telling people, reminding them, and telling His disciples that you've got to get right. You've got, and somebody said there were over 500. In the Scripture, says that He spoke to over 500 at one time. Where were 380 of those folks on the day of Pentecost? They had already fallen back to some other kind of thinking. Jesus told them to go and to wait. And I just imagine 500 or something showed up on that first day. And it may have stayed 500 for a day or two. But about that third or fourth day, some says, I got to get back to work. Well, you know what? I got a boat that needs to get into water. I got a vacation coming up. My kids have got this, and you know, we got a ball game coming up. We got a tournament coming up that starts this. I got to be there for that. And all these things in life, they're not bad things. But when they separate us from the presence of God, then they're really not all that good. We need the presence of God like we've never needed. And it's going to take the presence of God in the form of the Holy Spirit to make us victorious. Because Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And because He overcame, we are overcomers. Victorious. And if I could, just go with me over to John chapter 14 right quick. Then I have a song I want to share with you as we close out. Because I think it's part of something that we need, that a lot of things have kind of fallen by the wayside these days. We've forgotten from whence our help really comes from. I love John chapter 14. It's got all kinds of great stuff in there. Jesus started out by saying, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And He told us that He was going there to prepare us a place. In John 14:6, He reminded us that there's absolutely no way that anybody's going to get to heaven except through this particular verse when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's still no way to heaven, still no way to get to Jesus or get to God except through Jesus Christ. It makes no difference what anybody else is teaching. It's okay if you do your thing and I do mine, we'll all be okay. It's not scriptural. It does not work. Just because somebody else says, I've got a new way, you better be careful, because the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Truth has always been the truth, and truth is Jesus Christ. reminded us of things. And he taught us these things and helped us to know. In John 14, 12, he said, the things that you see me do, you're going to do even greater. Because I go to the Father. Not that we're going to do anything greater than raising somebody from the dead, but we should be seeing these things. We should be a part of those kind of miracles taking place. We ought to be in those places because we've got greater opportunities than Jesus ever had. There's a whole lot more folks walking on this earth than there were back then. So we should have more than ample opportunity to spread the gospel and to see the good things of God taking place. And he promises in the 14th verse, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Believe we fall short because we don't have what the rest of that chapter talks about. Go down to verse number 26. The same thing, same guy we just read about over in John, Acts chapter 1, when Jesus said, wait for the promise. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said, whatever I've taught, Jesus said. This is the Word of God. We are to be in this every day. We are to know what this says to us. A lot of folks say, I can't memorize. Well, I beg to differ with you. I think under the right circumstances you could. But you know what? You still should be in this enough to know that when somebody says something, that you can match it up with the Word of God and know whether it's truth or not. And the Holy Spirit, right here, Jesus just said, the Holy Spirit is going to help you to know these things. But you know what? If you don't take time to put this in, how do you figure the Holy Ghost is going to bring it out? He can't bring something to your memory that you never put in there to start with. We have got to put this in us now more than ever, because there's coming a day it's going to get rougher than what we see now. You think we've had some? We haven't seen any persecution in this country yet, but we're going to. It's getting there. There's already, they want to make this illegal, most of it, to be able to stand from the pulpit and to read it. It's coming to that day unless we as Christians stand up. The Holy Spirit will come. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will teach you. In the midst of all of that, even greater, it gets even better than that. Look at verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We have not been given the spirit of fear, the apostle said. We are to stand true on God's word. Are you worried about something today? Are you afraid of what might be coming around the corner? Afraid of what might happen after this next election? Well, two things for you on that one. You better be praying about that now, and on the day election comes, you better vote. Well, they're just going to steal it anyway. That does not diminish your responsibility or our duties. We must do what's right according to God's word. And I do believe that if the church will stand up and be a little more vocal about some of these things that are going on, that would make a difference as well. Yeah, they'll just persecute me even more. They probably will. But Jesus said they hated me. They're going to hate you too. If you're part of a church that everybody thinks you're just the greatest thing since cream cheese, you may have a problem in that. If you've got everybody around here just thinking you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, you might want to take a look at what you're doing. I can take a look. You can always tell about the life of a church pretty good, especially these days after COVID came up, because now you see more things on the screen than you used to see. And I saw all the missionaries, all the prayer requests, all the things that are going on. You guys have got a live church. You've got some things that are going on here. You're understanding that God says that you've got to be busy. And Jesus said, occupy till I come, and that's what you're doing. There's a lot of churches that hadn't figured that out yet. But what I'm telling you today is don't let up. Don't stop. Don't be intimidated by what's going on around you, whether it be local politics or national politics or anybody else. Don't let these things slow you down. But understand this. Jesus said you're going to have some trouble. There's going to be trials. There will be tribulation. But that's only in the lives of those who are trying to please God. If you're not trying to please God, then that must mean you're pretty close to where the devil wants you to be. And he's not going to mess with you anyway. If the devil's not chasing you, then you might want to do something to get busy for God. His word is absolute. His word is true. And He wants you to know today that you don't have to be afraid of these things that are going on. What you need today is a relationship with God. And it needs to be greater than you've ever had. Nobody's ever been so close, I think, as they could get him, except for maybe Enoch. They got so tight that God just took him home one of them one day. Wouldn't that be something? But how about things with you today? Evidently, I haven't got that close to God because He ain't took me home yet. And I don't know what's ahead for tomorrow. I don't even know what's going on fully this afternoon. I'm just waiting to see what God's going to do. But I do know this. I need more of Him every minute that passes by. I can't make it without the Holy Spirit leading and guiding. I've been blessed. I have truly been blessed. But I know that there are some things ahead for all of us that are going to cause turmoil up here between my ears. Things that's going to play with your head sometimes. Maybe physical things. Stuff in your family. On the job. All the things that we got going on. We see nothing but trouble all around us. But yet in the midst of that, the Holy Spirit of God says, you can have the peace of God. You can have the peace of God in the midst of the biggest trouble that's going on. Hardest trouble that you've ever faced. The hardest storm you've ever gone through. You can know that God is there. I want to close with this old song, one of my favorites from a long time ago. You can help me sing it. But today, if you've been struggling with some things and you're not really sure just where you stand with God, or maybe you are sure where you stand with God, but you just know you need more of Him and you'd like to come down for prayer just to acknowledge that, we'd love to pray with you. Above all, if you're here today and you've never said yes to Jesus Christ, please make this the day. He loved you so much that He died on an old rugged cross. He gave His life. He died. He bled so that your sins could be forgiven through Him. By accepting Him as your Lord and Savior today, the greatest decision that you'll ever make, and knowing that everything is okay with you and God. And maybe you're struggling with some issues and you just can't seem to get peace these days and you don't know what's going on with that. But you'd like to experience that same peace that we just read about in John chapter 14. He's here, and He wants you to have it because you're His child. So help me sing. And as we sing, this altar is open. Come for prayer as you want.
Life is a few days of trouble. A wise man once said, I'll not complain, 'cause I'm sheltered, I'm clothed, and I'm fed. But many's the trials, my plans and my dreams put me through. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You. If you know it, sing it with me. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You. With all the life's frustrations, Lord, I need You. I know, my dear, and the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in You.
Is there anything?
anything amiss today that you'd like to talk to the Lord about, we're here. The higher I've soared in my dreams, oh, the harder I've fallen. Sometimes I've questioned if dreams are worth dreaming at all. Oh, but my disappointments, oh, they can't keep me blinded and blue. Not when I'm reminded of the sweet peace I have, Lord, in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. And with all life's frustrations, Lord, I need you. I know I do. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord. Would you stand with me and sing this chorus one more time through, and we're still waiting for you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. Yes, the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. That really comes from you. Knowing, oh Lord God, we're trusting you today for what only you can do. We ask you today, Lord, touch in every situation. God, you know every need that's in this room today. I lift up every believer that's here to you. Those that are listening by radio, or those, Lord, that may be online for other ways, I pray, God, whatever situations they may be facing today, that you, oh Lord God, are there. For we know that you said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. May we be reminded today, oh God, that you are the Almighty, that there is none like you, and that there's nothing that we face that you don't already know about. You've already been there. Matter of fact, you're in tomorrow where we've never even been. So you know exactly what's coming up. So help us, Father, to be calmed and to be at peace in knowing that you, oh Lord, are already in our place, and knowing, God, that you have taken care of every situation, every circumstance that will come against us. You have the answers. The answer is already there. Father, help us today to trust you and to lean upon you, and knowing, God, that you are the everlasting to everlasting, and that there is none, oh God, like you. Be in us. Be with us. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit, we pray. Father, thank you for Hunt Springs Baptist Church and for Pastor Wes Thomas. Lord, I pray you just continue to overflowing with blessing, God, with all that they're doing for the kingdom of God. May your anointing be fresh in every situation and every project that they do for you. God, keep strength in this place, we pray. Father, when we stand before you someday, you'll speak those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Father, we thank you for what you allow us to do. Use us for the glory of God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Thank you, Sister Linda. Thank y'all for being here. And I want y'all to just continue to pray for them and their ministry, a gospel glory as they travel and do things. We need to remember them as missionaries. The things that they do, we need to remember them when they're on the field. And also, Steve is on in full-time ministry with the military, so keep him lifted up in your prayers. And I just want to say this as we close. It's the most important thing, I think, that as Christians we forget. In Matthew 28, Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you." And then here's the promise. If you'll do that, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. See, the end of our life to sin is just the beginning of our journey with Jesus Christ. Sometimes we think when we get saved, well, I got my ticket, I'm going to heaven. I ain't got nothing to worry about. Guess what? That's when we get to start living. And as Brother Bill was talking about the Holy Spirit, this morning I want you to know that the Holy Spirit wants to save you. If you're here and you're not saved, it's this simple. You just say, "Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner." You just say, "Lord, I know that you come to this earth and you live the life that I should have lived. I believe you died the death I deserve. You was buried. And 3 days later, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you was raised. So I know that God accepted your sacrifice in my place that I can have life." If you pray that with your heart, you're saved. That's the end of your life controlled by sin, and your life begins being controlled by the Holy Spirit. And here's what I want you to remember. If you're saved today, say amen. Amen. When I was growing up, I loved to have crackers and milk before I went to bed. And my grandma showed me to never put a glass in the sink with milk in it, to always wash it out. So I'd turn the water on and let it run. And you know that white cloud? It would fill to the top, and finally it'd start getting clean. When I first got saved and I was reading about the Holy Spirit, I used to pray every morning, "Holy Spirit, please fill me today and push all the bad and all the old and all the negative out till I'm clean for God today." Pray that every morning, that the Holy Spirit will fill you and push everything out that the world poured in yesterday. Let us close in prayer. Kind Father, as we close now, Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that the Holy Spirit indwells. You said that, Lord, you would give us your Spirit. You'd take away our heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, that we may obey your ordinances and walk in them. And Lord, we just thank you for that. And Lord, I pray for everyone here today that right now they'd know the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in them, the Spirit of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord, when we leave here, we would want to have a smile on our face, a spring in our step, that we'd want to share with others that, Lord, you are Lord of all, God of all, King of all, and Lord, that you are Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Don't forget, Brother Bill and Miss Linda, they've got a table set up back here you can stop at too. Thank y'all for coming. I'll be praying.